John chapter 3 and verse 17. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Notice the word for. As I commented in the previous discourse, in verse 16, for God so loved the world. We're in one continuous argument here, a reasoned discourse. Almost every time people quote John 3:16, they quote it out of context. Not that that's desperately bad here, because this text stands like an Everest, as I said. But nevertheless, the real force is from verse 15 to 16, and now on to 17. Indeed, it goes from verse 14. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that, in order that, everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For the reason behind this, the underlying purpose of God, the will of God here is, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And here we go on again. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. I say it's one powerful, reasoned, cogent argument here. The case is building up. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, gave him to die upon the cross. And he being lifted up on the cross and lifted up in preaching, whoever hears and believes will not perish, but have eternal life. And here is the underlying cause and reason and purpose and will behind it. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world. He sent his Son into the world to save the world. Now, there are many things here. Note the "but." This is another argumentative word. Another reasoned word. A reasoning word. For, but. There's a contrast here. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Even though the but's not there, that's what it means. That's the point of it. God didn't send to condemn. He sent his Son to save. Not to condemn, but to save. There's a contrast here. And we have to note the contrast. And the contrast is this, my friend. Whoever's listening, what we are talking about here is salvation and condemnation. And the two are diametrically opposed, as different as chalk and cheese. Condemnation on the one hand and salvation on the other. We're talking in verse 16 about perishing and salvation. And salvation, we're talking about eternal life. Verse 16. We're talking about eternal damnation and eternal salvation. We're talking about eternal life and everlasting death. No. We are talking about your everlasting life. Yours. Or your. Yes, your. Your everlasting death. Which will it be? And you can see the dividing point. You can see the issue here. Is the love of God? Is the death of Christ? And it's your believing, receiving, trusting, relying upon this Christ, or refusing him. For God did not send his Son into the world with a condemning person. Oh, he sent to Noah to condemn, although there was a saving mercy with the ark. God condemned the world. But he sent his Son into the world, not to condemn, although his ministry was condemning at times. Yes. But his purpose on the cross was to save. And his desire was that all might be saved. Now here we reach a tremendous paradox, a seeming paradox, a seeming contradiction. I have dealt with this. I'm not going to extend it now and deal with it here. I've dealt with it in my book, The Gospel Offer is Free. And if you wish to see my views on that, I encourage you to read that. The Gospel Offer is Free. The twofold will of God. The purpose of God and the desire of God. The purpose of God was to send his Son into the world to die. The desire of God is that all men might be saved. That you might be saved. That I might be saved. The purpose of God in sending his Son was to save. And I believe we're speaking here of the desire of God. I can say to you that God so loves the world. Even you, my friend, even me. Whoever you are. Christ has died. The purpose of God in sending his Son was to work everlasting salvation. And now, here is the reason behind it all and underneath it. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Has that purpose been accomplished? Did Christ accomplish salvation? Of course he did. Will God's purpose in saving his elect be accomplished? Yes, of course it will. But the desire of God, the pleasure of God, to see all men hear the gospel and believe and be saved, I know, and I've written about it as I've said, is not always fulfilled. And it won't be fulfilled here because some will perish and will be condemned. Many will. My purpose in this discourse is to so preach the love and will of God in Christ dying on the cross and him being preached to sinners even now by my voice is that you might be saved. That's the purpose that I have behind this, my wish, my will, is my purpose, but I can't accomplish it. God's purposes are always accomplished. But his desires are not. This is a seeming paradox, I know. But I don't stand to explain it. I stand to proclaim it. And exclaim to you. And declaim to you. And plead with you. Don't perish. There is no need to perish. The love of God is there. The blood of Christ has been shed. He is being uplifted in preaching. He stands ready to save you. I know God's love and desire in all this. I see the plan and purpose of God in it. The missing piece in this jigsaw is your response. For God so loved the world that he gave. Will you receive Christ now? I plead with you. Receive him and be saved. I cannot do any better than read this argument over again to you. Christ's own words. May they have power in life even as I read them. Not just to inform your mind or move your heart, but to bring you to trust Christ. And brother and sister, may we go on lifting up Jesus and proclaiming this argument to all and sundry. That as many as possible might hear, believe, and be saved. Just as Moses lifted up the snake. Just as did Moses lift up the snake to taunt the people, tease the people, mock the people? No. Did God send his Son into the world to mock the world? No. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. That everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. It's only in Christ, my friend, but it is in Christ. So receive him now. Receive him now, I plead with you.